Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken Ode. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Terry. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Slick Castleman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Slick Castleman. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Ode is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ode hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kyler moves to third. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Kyler. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Castleman trying to get to second. Kyler throws the ball into Herman, who tags Castleman for the out. Two outs. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Terry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler bunts towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Day moves to second. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klein hits a line drive into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lieber moves to second. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lieber moves to third. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Herman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges is called out on strikes. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0 for 1 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Castleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a line drive into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lieber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gallen. Lieber reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Kline moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Klein moves to third. Cavaretta moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French is called out on strikes. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to home to get Klein. Cavaretta moves to third. Georges moves to second. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castleman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-3 in the game. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Day hits a fly ball into center field. Lieber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lieber. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Klein is walked intentionally. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ott. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Kyler scores. Klein moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Billy Georges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Georges is 0-for-2 in the game. Georges is walked intentionally. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. French hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel bunts in front of the plate. O'Day fields it and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to second. One out. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moore moves to third. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball four. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lieber hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-4 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Koenig fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Koenig. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Herman bunts towards the mound. Castleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallen moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-4 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gallen scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Castleman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Koenig goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-1 Cubs. Lon Warnke now pitching. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-3 in the game. Mancuso hits a fly ball towards right field. Klein fields the ball and throws to first. Cavaretta drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Cavaretta. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Cubs, 2, Giants, 2. Slick Castleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castleman strikes out. Two outs. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Moore steals second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Terry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Ott bunts towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Terry moves to second. One out. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lieber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Terry scores. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.